Good afternoon, Mickey Strutters.
Alex, Sam, RDI, how are you, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Just want to check in here. I know it's the holiday season, so.
Sam, I don't know what is going on this year. People are selling. They're not buying.
Huh. Gold?
In all seriousness, I mean, I haven't had a looker for anything diamond, period. People are coming in looking at gold and literally losing their minds.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I can see that. Why?
The only thing that... So I'm about 40 minutes away from D.C.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how many federal employees I have are my customers. Because when the federal government got shut down, when the government was shut down, I mean, almost to the day, everything just went stale. Even repairs. Now people are done. The only thing that's good is I'm buying a ton of scrap gold and... Since like November 1st, I bought four super nice between 1 and 1.8 carats for pennies. And I was the highest bidder, too.
Wow.
I just bought the other day a carat 42 for like $1,400.
Oh, wow. What's the what's the spec?
Let's say SI2, maybe SI3, but H color.
That's beautiful. Like that's a perfect.
So I mean, it's got stuff inside, but there's no carbon, nothing. There's very minimal in the table. It's mostly towards outside the table area. And she went to a pawn shop. They said this is worth maybe $200 if you're lucky.
For a diamond?
Hey.
What?
Pawn shops are trying to rip you. Yeah, pawn shops. I gave him $1,400. She goes, the high. And afterwards, I'm like, how much you want? Well, I want $5,000. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. How about $3,000? I'm not interested. How about $2,000? I'm not interested. I said, your price is way high. There's no reason. I said, look at my inventory. I'm sitting on God knows how many. I would have never paid $1,400 for this 143. I think I haven't even waited because when we buy it from the public, it's a 20-day wait.
Yeah.
So I haven't even taken out of the mounting. I just did what I had to do to make sure it's approximately a carat 40, whatever.
Oh, and it had a mounting.
Yeah, and I mean, a very simple 1.3-gram Tiffany. So it's nothing. Mounting is nothing. Mounting is a joke. But that's the only good thing that's happening. I don't understand what's going on. People are coming in. I sold a pair of hoop earrings for $140. I sold an old ring I've had with a pearl for like $350. Nothing. There are no diamond people coming in looking. They're not even looking. I don't know what's going on this year.
Well, I was just talking to an account that I have out in D.C., and he was saying the same thing. He was like, I haven't had shit.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
No one is
coming in. It's like, I don't understand. I mean, usually, we're literally 3 weeks today away from Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not Christmas. For me, I would say it's beginning of November, not beginning of December. You know what it is? It's the price of gold.
Yeah.
Gold is just scaring people out of their minds.
That shutdown was like, that was a big thing, right?
And the shutdown too, I know everybody got paid. They got all the money that they didn't get paid. But apparently a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck and they had to borrow and whatever. Sales are not happening. Nobody is even looking at it. I had a guy come in looking at diamond studs, quarter carats. I think they were like five something. He's like, oh my God, $500 for these tiny things? I'm like, sir, I can order you lab-grown diamonds. Oh, no! She said she don't want those fake things. he's saying it's fake things. I'm not gonna waste my breath trying to convince him it's not fake and he can get away with half that price or something.
Yeah,
but, I mean, Christmas is not at all. I don't know if you're part of, there's a couple of Facebook groups, one called Jewelers Helping Jewelers, JHA.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw, on Sunday, somebody said, hey, how's your Black Friday and Small Business Saturday? Most people say dead.
Yeah.
All over the country, everybody's saying the same thing. Dead.
Because
it's not a Black Friday this year in our industry at all.
Everyone's going online. It's different. Like, now that they can just go online and buy stuff, I would like to see a comparison of, like, retail stores sales to, like, online sales and see kind of,
But you know what is online? The problem is that there are some companies that are literally, it's a one-man operation. He spent probably $5,000 building this phenomenal website that he controls completely on its own. He adds and deletes what he needs to, and he's got no overhead. You know, he brought in a $10,000 safe. He probably doesn't even need insurance. Nobody's breaking into this thing and getting this safe out of his house.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that did that probably 15 years ago. Yep. He built it. He put it in his basement. He had to actually open up the door and remove the frame, and he had these haulers bring in the safe, put it in the corner. He built this cage around it. He goes, nobody's touching the safe. By the time they come to touch it, the cops will already be here. Installed an alarm in the house and was running this unbelievable business. He was selling, in fact, it was against you guys. This was probably 10 or 12 years ago. It was identical stone because a customer came to me and they said, hey, listen, I found this stone. I'm like, that's weird. That's like literally everything. He sent me the specs, everything. It was your stone. This guy was selling it for like $240 over what you're asking for it. This was like 10, 12 years ago. I remember the conversation. I'm like, well, what can I do? I can't do nothing. So I sold him the mounting afterwards. But this guy was doing it out of his house and for $250 over cost. It was maybe it was a $3,000 stone.
Huh.
So, you know, he was making, you know, less than 10%, but, you know, if you're selling a couple a day at $250 a pop.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this year, I don't know. I mean, thank God. I mean, I had a feeling, you know, with the gold kept going and going and going. I bought, you know, I mean, with diamonds, I don't need anything. Like I told you, I bought these four stones. I'm going to hold on to them because one of them I paid $800 for. Same thing. SI2, I2, or I1. That's questionable, I2, I1. And the guy's supposed to be bringing a certificate. I said, if you bring me the paperwork, I'm going to give you an extra $100. He had a copy of, he had a picture of the GIA cert. I said, find the GIA cert, I'll give you $100. Bring it to me in good condition. It can't be, you know, run over by a car. It can't be wet. It can't be wrinkly. It's got to be in good condition. The way you received it from when you bought it, I'll give you $100. So he's looking for it, but the stone's still not clear. I mean, none of them are going to clear until almost the 20th.
Yeah.
You know, or just on like the 10th of the month of this month, so I probably won't get a chance to set them. But I mean, four stones. I spent less than five grand on all of them.
That's smart, especially with a carat 40 like that. Like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, carat 40. The other was a carat 02, SI2, I1. I paid $800. That's a look. I'll give you $800. Oh, great! I'll take it. And right away, I knew I should have bid lower, but I didn't want to because he is a customer. He didn't buy it from me, obviously, but he is a customer of mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not, you know, I'll... He goes, okay, great. I didn't even finish my sentence. Great. Two seconds, did my paperwork, wrote him a check. He left smiling.
Nice.
They're dumping these one characters for $800 today.
It's so tough because you buy
it's horrible.
They have value to them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know it's horrible. And you should see. Sam, you should see how many labs come through my door. I don't even take them. What am I going to do with a one carat lab?
No one takes them.
$50? $40?
Yeah, exactly. And what they pay
this
for?
This guy bought it. This guy bought it at Zales, either Zales or one of the mall stores.
Zales or
carat. I think a carat or K. Yeah, carat 10. With a whole bunch of Melis, also lab, and I don't know, maybe 3 grams of gold in between engagement and wedding band, paid like almost $5,000.
Yep. What an idiot.
$5,000. I'm like, buddy, if you would have come to me, I would have done this exact ring for $2,500. No, come on. I said, how about if I sell it to you today for $2?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to sell this. What can I get? I'm like, nothing. What do you mean nothing? I said, if you want. I'm up front. Look, I can't offer you anything for the lab. If you want, I'll take out the center lab stone. I'll give it to you. Or for like $100, I'll set it for you in a simple 4-prong pen. Give it to your mom for Christmas. I said, give it to your mom. You love her. She's worth you spending $100. Give it to her. And I'll buy the gold. I offer him like $300-some for the gold. He almost lost his mind. I said, go around. You'll see. Go around, and you'll see what you're getting for it. You're not going to get anything more than that.
No. Well, I know some
crazy
one. My director, he works with this an account. I can't remember the name of the account, but he called in the other day, and he was asking if anyone from our company would be willing to buy. Like, I don't even know how much silver it was. It was $82,000.
Oh, yeah, but the problem is the refineries are not taking it.
Exactly.
I have a guy that's
supposed
to...
That's why he came to us, because
yeah.
He was like, no,
right.
Refineries won't...
Right, refineries are not taking it. I have a guy that just emailed me on Tuesday. He has 17 ounces of silver. It's not a lot, But I'm like, buddy, nobody's taking it. Whoa, whoa. He started with 98%. I'm like, listen, if you can get 98%, do me a favor. Share me your contact. I'll sell him my silver, and if I get 98%, first of all, I'll tell my refining company, thank you very much, I'm not doing business with you anymore, and I'll give you $100. That's what I told him. I said, I'll give you $100. That's how sure I am. No refining company is paying 98% for silver. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to offer 50% of spot, because I have no idea. Right now they're saying sometime mid-February. I don't know what's going to happen in February. Maybe it'll go up, or what if it comes down and I break even or lose money? I'm not interested in that. I'd rather not even take the chance on. Nobody's taking silver right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Which is why it's wild to me. I don't know why it's going to go up with.
I know. Well, everybody's thinking it's going to go up, but what if it does? What if it crashes? I mean, $58 for silver? That's stupid. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, I think it's the same thing as if you guys were asking, I don't know, $8,000 for a 1-carat, I don't know, Si2J. It's $58. It shouldn't be this high. Nobody's buying silver right now. Nobody even wants to buy simple chains. I mean, I just, from beginning of this year, one of my suppliers raised his price up by 50%. I understand them.
Yeah. I just bought a
silver. You know, silver is cheap, but I mean, it's ridiculously.
I just bought a bracelet, because why not? Sterling.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's supposed to come in on Saturday. I think I'm going to disappoint him with the number. Because I know Elemental was the first one that they said, we're not buying silver anymore. They finally started buying it, but they're paying 10% less than what they were before they stopped buying it.
Yeah.
Which is huge. 10% on silver less. They were, I think before they were at 90% or 89%. So they're at 79% now.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Nobody's buying it.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
So Sam, I got no good news for you.
It's
you know what? I mean I feel bad, but I don't feel bad now that you said somebody in DC saying the same thing is dead.
That's why I just called you, because I was talking to him and he was like, I want to know like what's going on over here, because he's right in D.C. So I mean, he was saying like the trains were shut down for a bit and it's
right. Yeah, everything was shut down for a month. Yeah,
everything was shut down and he was like, no one is buying anything right now. It's just what's coming in my store. It's dead.
I got a buddy that does CAD and casting. That's all he does. Wholesale CAD and casting. He said usually the previous couple of years, he was casting every day in December. Literally every day in December. He goes, I'm twice a week right now.
Wow.
And I can get everything done if I cast twice a week. I don't have that crazy amount, because before we would do 12-hour days because there's so much work is coming in, we don't have time to do it. He goes, it's not happening right now. He called me. I said, I don't have anything for you. I mean, like, listen, if I need you, obviously I'll call you. Just nobody's coming in and inquiring about anything like this. Nothing exciting at all. It does not feel like December 4 at all. I've had so much better Christmases years ago when gold was 2,000, not 4,000.
Yeah.
I'm afraid this is not going to be a record year for gold at all. Even with 4,000, we're just losing so many sales to whatever, electronics, to phones, to whatever. But people are just not buying a $500-$600 1-millimeter box chain. They're not. They're just not.
Which is, it's wild. Like, I feel like, especially gold, like, in general, people would be buying gold right now. Why?
No.
Everyone's like, sell. It's at 4,000.
Right.
Sell.
You know why? Because it's so high. I know, but who knows? Is it going to go up or is it going to go down? I mean, it hit 4,200 where? A month or so ago, and it bounced to 38. You know how many people bought at 4,000 and 4,100 and were crap in their pants when it went to 38?
Yeah.
I knew somebody that spent like $80,000, and he was down a lot. And obviously it bounced back.
Yeah,
but now he's at zero or just a little over zero. That's not the point. But I think it's ridiculously high, and it's going to hurt our industry. I mean, completely hurt our industry. Nobody wants to buy. Nobody ever comes in and says, oh, my God. Like, literally, oh, my God. And I know why they're saying, oh, my God. They're just not saying, oh, my God, when they're coming to sell their old grandma's crap that passed away and they inherited it. Yeah, I've done this week fantastic on scrap gold. fantastic. I don't remember last time I had a week like in the last 3 days like I had this week. People are just dumping everything that they don't want because it's so high. But buying, not selling anything. Thank God I'm buying. Could always turn it over in 18 days. But selling, nothing's moving. Thank God I didn't overbuy because, you know, you always want to buy more because you think, oh, it's going to be fantastic. And I don't want to have not have the chain, or I don't want to buy one or two at a time because it could be so expensive. I knew this year is going to be, with the gold, it's going to be crap. Repairs are, man, people are repairing stuff instead of buying new. I'm rebuilding rings. I'm replacing 3-4 diamonds in rings. You know, nothing big. You know, 15, 20 pointers, quarters, you know, just rebuild prongs and all that. But nothing is selling. Mm. Nothing whatsoever. My literally, jewelry case, I just put it in and take it out. Put it in, take it out. That's all I'm doing for God knows how long now.
Yeah.
People aren't even looking into that case. Sam, I ain't got good news for you. Let's hope it picks up the next 3 weeks, but so far, if this is an indication, we're all going to be crying January 1st. Unfortunately, it's not funny. We're all, you know, expecting something, yeah. But I don't know.
I'll send some good energy your way. I got some.
All right, man, and I'll do the same for you.
Big natural stone energy.
Right. I hope. Listen, right, if I need something, I'll give you a holler. I don't need nothing.
It's all good, man. When you do, let me know. I'm always here.
I will. See ya.
Cool. Bye.